renunciation heralds meditation. The mental state of renunciation is an essential prerequisite for practicing concentration and meditation. You need to first free yourself from your mental bondage to the world. The mind is riddled with desires. The unfulfilled desires cause the mind to be agitated, disturbed. Such a mind remains enmeshed in the affairs of the world. It cannot rise to the subtler realm of contemplation and meditation. You need a calm and composed mind to do that. And the way to achieve that state is through reduction of desires. The three yogas, karma, action, bhakti, devotion, and jnana, knowledge, have been prescribed from time immemorial to eradicate desires. Karma yoga, the path of action, is the spiritual discipline directed to the body. Bhakti yoga, the path of devotion to the mind, and jnana yoga, the path of knowledge to the intellect. Thus must you intelligently proportion these disciplines to suit the constitution of your personality. You then gradually reduce the bulk of desires. Your mind is freed from agitation. It becomes calm. A calm mind alone can be directed to meditation, and through meditation you attain spiritual enlightenment. The above traditional procedure has been scientifically designed. You cannot short-circuit this procedure and plunge into meditation. The mind requires to be prepared by the practice of the yogas to free it from the bulk of desires. A practice that involves time, a procedure that may be slow but sure. But people lack the patience and perseverance. They look for immediate results. This human weakness has been widely exploited. Self-appointed spiritual leaders have been hawking physical exercises as yoga, also selling meditation indiscriminately to unprepared minds all over the world. The innocent masses have been led astray. Scores of pseudo-spiritual courses are marketed everywhere. Some of these courses enjoy a large following because they lend an immediate peace, solace. The ignorant do not realize that their experience is temporary, transitory, and that they fall back into their state of sorrow and misery. These courses do not help you to grow spiritually. The divine self is lost in spiritual ignorance. The mass of desires wields the self. You cannot recognize yourself through this mass. Just as you cannot see your reflection in a pond filled with moss. The green mantle covers it completely. There are two ways of seeing your reflection in the pond. The simple, easy way is to plunge your fingers into the water and push the moss aside. The moss separates forthwith to give you a glimpse of the reflection in the clear water beneath. But before you can register the sight of the reflection below, the moss reunites. It reassumes its mantle, masking the reflection. This way of recognizing yourself is futile. The popular spiritual courses adopted by the masses is akin to pushing the moss to get a glimpse of the reflection. These practices lead you nowhere. The effective way of seeing your reflection is by removing the moss gradually. The moss is cleared little by little. It becomes thinner and thinner. Ironically, you gain no glimpse of the reflection yet. But with sustained effort, the moss is rendered so thin that it separates for good You see your reflection in the clear water below. Similarly, you need to clear the mass of desires in the lake of your mind. This is achieved through study and reflection on spiritual literature. As you gain more knowledge, the mantle of ignorance becomes thinner. The mass of desires reduces. Thus, by your determined, sustained effort, the wheel of ignorance splits to let you realize the divine self within.